Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
You're right here, though, huh?
Your logic sometimes on a Friday morning.
It's not. It's the truth. And anybody out there that think different is damn fool.
Okay. You just come in yelling about something and nobody heard our conversation.
Well, we were discussing something.
He's
we're not
get
yelling.
There, and we're not yelling.
No, it's just simply a video that Alan Yates, one of our producers, shared with us in the group chat of some ladies just hanging out on what is that, by the way?
A very small boat.
What boat is that? It's a specific
look
name.
Like kayaks
type of boat.
Or something.
Yeah,
it did look like a kayak
along
attached
that
to a
line.
Boat.
And they're just chilling, like out in the ocean, just chill, hanging out, enjoying the sun. And there's just a whale, a gigantic whale just explodes out of the sea.
Within feet, a couple
like,
feet
literally
of
right
it's
in front
a couple
of them.
Feet. It's like.
And then they just like jumping
feet,
back.
Maybe.
Well, okay, so what do you want me to say? Yard?
A
2 yards?
Yard. It's very close.
A couple yards. Close. 5 yards.
Monica,
away.
The size of the whale.
The whale
alone
is so big.
It's jarring.
Come on, man.
It's. From what I understand on all my Discovery Channel watching and TLC.
The whale's not going to do anything to you. They're friendly.
They are.
I didn't say friendly.
They don't eat people.
I just said that they're gentle.
Okay. All right.
Dogs don't bite either.
No, dog. That, you hear that? Oh,
listen.
Can I pet your dog? Yeah, he doesn't bite at all. Yeah. Oh.
To be fair.
Has teeth, right?
The lady in the water immediately skedaddled closer to the boat. She was like, oh, no.
Climbed out from sunning herself to getting in the boat.
She did not try to go pet the whale.
I don't get this. Whatever, science, research, whatever they do, whales don't bother
marine
humans.
Biology,
whatever.
Sure.
They don't bother humans. Really? Won't you swim inside the mouth and let him close it and
first
see
of
what
all,
happens?
This is Jonah not did. Jonah. Exactly. No, okay. I think in their natural habitat, they have no. First of all, are humans in a
I'm
whale's natural habitat?
I'm not messing
usually?
With no
I agree
damn
with
whale,
you.
Man.
Would you go swim with the dolphins?
No.
Not that either?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't trust dolphins. Dolphins are circling you? Gets a little crazy.
I don't even mess with my dogs. Get out of my bed. Get on the floor. Get out of my bed. I don't live like that.
Okay, we're not talking about dogs. We're talking about sea animals. You don't like water, though.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Did you like Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo is a great movie.
Look, here's what I would say about the water situation.
Krill.
If I can't walk around and the water comes up to my at least chest, no higher, I got to be able to walk. I'm good.
Yeah. Can you swim?
See, I'm with you.
I swim good enough.
I'm with you.
I swim good enough to go from one end of a pool to the next.
6 feet.
That's it. 100%. 6 feet across.
That is
good. We've been through this a million times on this show.
Yes.
I'm good. I'm not messing around.
Not 13 feet.
In no oceans by no damn whales.
13-foot pool. 13 feet.
No, I ain't no need for me to go in there.
Okay. All right.
I'm going on the other end, and I'll watch you come to me.
Okay, so ocean sports.
I'm going to get on jet skis because I got the life jacket on and I'm good. But I'm only going where the water's clear.
As you can see the
when
world.
It starts to get, you know how you're in the Caribbean, it starts to get dark.
Blue,
I'm turning
too
around.
Much seaweed.
No, I'm going. Okay.
All right, bougie alert. I'm only going where the water's clear.
And I got
I mean,
have
to be record.
And I have
record.
To have a professional guide with me at all times.
On a
at
jet
all
ski?
Time. Yes, absolutely.
So you don't drive it. Somebody else has
no,
to
No, I'm
going to
drive it, but he needs to be within close proximity, following along, you know. I'm just trying to be safe, man. Y'all can laugh all y'all want.
Have you ever encountered, like, I know you go to great, beautiful, exotic places.
You don't know what I do, but go ahead.
Don't do that. Don't be trying. I can bet on that. Have you ever encountered, like, dolphins swam up to the boat, saw shark, any water experiences?
Yes,
you have?
Okay. Pet this little bitty sharks and stuff like that.
Okay.
They small.
In the aquarium.
Yeah, I've done that. Yes, I have.
Why would you pet a shark?
A little bit.
Matter.
Under touch on the top.
Professional supervision.
Teeth, and they? Under professional supervision. Under professional supervision.
What is the professional supervision going to do when you're petting said shark and it just decides, I'm going to get a snack?
Yeah, but he's small.
How small are we talking? They still
small.
Have teeth.
They man, I picked that thing up and slam it so hard. Come on, man, stop. If I'm not messing with nothing I can't defend myself against. You know how people talk about bears and no.
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
No.
Good.
Your adrenaline was
I'm not getting out of the car to take a picture of a damn bear because it's right there.
It's just like.
They do that stuff all the time in California, man.
So one time in Aruba, we got out of the car to take a picture with a donkey, and then the donkey got mad, and we ran into.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, what?
Because it was the thing to do in Aruba. Like, we were going to go see this lighthouse, and
the thing to do in Aruba is to take a picture with a donkey? Is that what we do in Aruba?
Last week, before we move on back to sports,
way better in my head.
Last week in Glendale, California, a couple found a bear and his cubs swimming in their swimming pool in the back, okay. And they went out to shoot. I said, see, that's the first thing. Now, if the bear gets mad while he's trying to enjoy his vacation and do something to you, that's your fault. Instead of calling the wildlife, okay, animal people and all that.
But they might be aggressive. Yes. You just kind of just.
You don't do anything. You lock your doors and get on the phone and call 911 and say, hey, they in the back of my house acting like
now,
it's a resort.
To be fair, one time there were some baby raccoons in the well in my basement.
I'm not doing that. Calling people.
I was like, that means there's a crazy mom somewhere around. So nope. We need to like call the people. But they eventually.
I don't mess with nothing.
Okay, Animal Planet. is over, and we get back to sports.
Friday,
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, where there's all kinds of wildlife and sea creatures floating around outside here on the East River. But we digress and get back to the NBA Finals, because up 2-0, I think the percentage is 89% when you're, yes, up two games to
89%.
Nothing. You go on to win the Finals. And with that in mind now, as the series heads back to Milwaukee and how Milwaukee has looked, they give 118 points now in back-to-back games. You can talk all you want about the shooting aspect from Middleton and what Jrue Holiday needs, mm-hmm, to do more of, but they also, the Bucks have to do a better job defending, because they give up 118 points in the playoffs, major issue. So Stephen A. last night with Scott Van Pelt, he was not ready to say this is going to be a sweep, but as the series moves back to Milwaukee, a lot of pressure on the Bucks. Take a listen.
I'm not going to call it a wrap, but I will tell you this. You better win these two games, because if you only win one, I'm not going to disrespect them by assuming they're going to get swept. But if you don't win both of these games in Milwaukee, this series is going to end in five right here in Phoenix, and Phoenix is going to capture the championship. Milwaukee's got to go back. They got to win both games. They got to stop worrying about sending out petitions to keep people like me from coming to town. And instead, what they need to do is put forth the petitions against their coach and players and say, rise to the occasion and get it done, because we got a lot on the line here. They've got to play better.
Monica, obviously they've got to play better. And I mean, we are focusing so much on what's happening on the offensive end for them. But wouldn't you agree that 118 points now in the first two games of the series is the biggest issue of all for Milwaukee?
No, I don't.
Giving up 118 a game?
I don't know that they're going to be able to stop that. So to me, you can't be Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday and go a combined, my math is terrible, what are they, 13 for like 38, something like that?
I think it was 12 for 37.
Something crazy, mm-hmm, right? So you can only hope to contain this Phoenix offense or if they go cold in terms of their shooting ability. So I said this after game one. Yeah, 118 is not great, but to me, you got to be able to keep up offensively. And if, like he said, you get a 40-point night from Giannis, and then the rest of your backcourt, what are y'all doing? They hit a few shots. Remember, this game was in single digits in the second half.
Yes.
Hit a few shots, and maybe it's a different story.
What Monica's saying is, whenever you got to match point for point, mm-hmm, because of what Phoenix is able to do on the offensive end. You cannot rely on trying to stop them from scoring 118, mm-hmm, points. They're going to score. They're going to score.
118?
Devin Booker and Chris Paul combined in these first two games for over 110 points.
113, exactly. Yeah.
113
point.
Yep. Points.
It's actually the most of a backcourt in the first two games of the finals.
So you know what you're getting.
Since who?
Not since anybody.
Since the Splash Brothers.
Well,
the Splash Brothers
more than them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because in 2018, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, 106. Mm-hmm. They did it again in 2019 at 103. And Chris Paul and Devin Booker at 113 over the last two games. So when you look at it from that aspect, you got to join them. You, Chris Middleton, and Jrue, they've got to join that.
The Bucks have been one of the better defensive teams in the league the last
but
couple
Phoenix
of years.
But Phoenix has so been a fantastic offensive unit.
What did I say when they played the Brooklyn Nets and J. Will kept saying about the defense, I said, man, it's the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen in the NBA, or not, I don't even want to just, teams in the regular season do something that they can't live up to in the postseason? It's a different game. Mm-hmm. It's ratcheted up.
Yeah, but usually in the playoffs, that's when defense gets tougher. It gets harder to score. Because you're matching up with the opponent for seven game series, you get to know them,
and you figure you're matching up against the better opponents. Because
that
that's why
part, that, yeah, you that's, got, that's, I think you got to look at both sides of the coin. Like, for as good as the Bucks have been defensively, this offensive prowess.
So
is
you
not
guys are
new
saying their offense has got to get better. I feel like their defense has to get better, and their defense can then turn into better offense.
So
they have had a hard time.
Would you feel better
two.
Hahn, would you feel better if they gave up 105 and only scored 98?
Why would I feel better about that?
No, it's the same issue. It's the same issue.
Of the two, there's room. There's clear room for them to improve offensively. Defensively, yesterday from game one to game two, like Q said, they made the adjustments.
Well, Devin Booker, he was in the zone when he scored 31 points last night, game two of the NBA Finals. You can get in the zone. Brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So coming up, I'm really going to do this right now. The Bucks are having a whale of a time against the Suns. Will they turn things around in game three? Only we can give you stuff like that. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and of course, always on the ESPN app.
The Suns halfway to a championship, beating the Bucks in game two.
You waste an effort from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was nothing short of sensational. They got to show up.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We want to get done what we got to get done. We're all going to have to sacrifice something.
At the end of the day, I'm out there. I feel good. I don't feel pain.
I'm getting nervous now.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Play fast, play random, play together.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Antetokounmpo, he is dominating right now. Booker, long three-pointer. It's good. Devin Booker with a seven-footer right on him.
It's a 0-0 mindset for us going into game three. We know it gets rowdy in Milwaukee, but you know, I think we're ready for it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Phoenix Suns with the win last night to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the series. It will now head to Milwaukee and see if the Bucks can get their game on track and get back into the series. Right now, not looking very good. We are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Well, Key said she'd be back, and he's right. Cassidy Hubbard joins us again, but this time on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN NBA reporter. Cassidy, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Told you.
Sorry I didn't make it in there today. It is pouring, as you guys know. But I appreciate you guys having me on via FaceTime, Key. I'm still here and live in effect.
Well, I told you you'd be back.
I appreciate it. I mean, I enjoyed that basketball game last night. I hope you guys did.
Well, speaking of back, will this series get back to Phoenix?
Yes. I mean, I watched that game, and look, my takeaway from the Bucks side of things is just Giannis was sensational last night. You know, 42, 12, and 4. It's look, it's freakish that given his knee bent backwards 8 days ago, that was an all-time performance. He even said himself that at the time of that injury, he thought that he was done for the season. But he was sensational, especially in that third quarter. We even saw him battling. But post-game, you know, he said that he didn't have any issues with his knee. He was just cramping, and he needs to drink more water. And that may speak to his conditioning. Bud said post-game injury-wise, he's in a good place. They're obviously playing him big minutes, so he's getting that conditioning out there. Giannis did all he could do on a bad knee to keep the Bucks in a game that really they had no business being in. He played like an MVP, and he played like the finals aren't guaranteed. The difference right now between these two teams is the Suns are resourceful. They had multiple guys stepping up. You know, at times in a game where just offensively it felt like Giannis was like Will Smith, you know, in an empty, like in that empty living room, that meme. He scored the most points in a finals quarter ever, and the Bucks were still down in the third quarter. So I say all that to answer your question. If Middleton would have had a average game, I believe they would have won. And the Suns did what they were supposed to do. They won first two games at home. The series shifts now to Milwaukee. I think in this series, like now with fans back in the arenas, you know, the Suns aren't going to have the motivation of that amazing crowd in Phoenix. So, you know, I think if they can get Middleton and Jrue Holiday offensively working, I thought defensively, you know, they played well. Brooke Lopez was great on pick and roll defense. Jrue Holiday had some monster plays. They obviously got, you know, annihilated on the three. So there's a lot of things they need to tweak from now until Sunday. But if you watch that game and think that the Bucks were out of it, you know, they kept fighting. And the Suns, they had answers for every single time. But I just don't – I mean, Middleton has to be unleashed.
Cassidy, you speak of Middleton has to be unleashed. Giannis gave him 42 points. Let's not talk about the defensive side or the rebounds or the blocks, anything like that. He gave him 42 points, but yet and still his running mate somehow remains in witness protection. When does he come out of witness protection?
I mean, look, he had a good game one. He was the one who kept them in that game in game one in the third quarter when Giannis, you know, was trying to find his rhythm in game one. So, he has to, you know, they talked about it post game that it has to be a team effort. I think that's just the juxtaposition of the two teams is that, you know, the Suns, and this is something that the Suns keep priding themselves that they are a team. They have guys who step up, and know their roles. You know, I think something that really, sums them up is, you know, that 9+ pass play and, Mikal Bridges and Chris Paul were talking about it post-game that, like, that play, that they talked about it immediately as they got off the court because they felt the energy of having everyone touch the ball and that team basketball. And that's what Giannis was stressing. We saw the cameras catch him, you know, in the huddle trying to pump up his teammates. And that's what he said. Like, we have to be a cohesive unit. You know, Giannis did what he had to do and take over that game. But, you know, it can't just be on those three guys. Even though Bud said, you know, the difference is we need our top three guys to show up. The Bucks need to be working more in concert with each other. You know, like, people are going to also criticize Jrue Holiday's, you know, some of the shots maybe – like he didn't need to let fly, but defensively, I mean, he was a huge difference maker.
Coach Bud talked about, as you mentioned, Cassidy, the top three guys showing up. How about him showing up adjustment-wise to figure out how to slow down Devin Booker and Chris Paul, who has combined for a record-breaking backcourt of 113 points in the first two games? How about trying to slow that down with some adjustments?
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, guys. Like, we put a lot of blame on Bud not being creative, but he made a lot of adjustments. You know, Monty Williams said, like, that first quarter was like a barrage of aggression. And, You know, we saw that. They wanted to make it uncomfortable. You know, Chris Paul, he had 6 turnovers, so he seemed a little worn down. But when it comes to Devin Booker, he stepped up. And that's something that Chris said post-game, is that I have faith in Devin Booker. Our trust level is through the roof. And these two guys, look, you know, Chris may be the veteran, but as I mentioned yesterday, he said that he wanted to join the Suns so he can team up with Booker. And Monty Williams said after the game about Devin Booker that he's made for these moments. You know, he doesn't get tired in games. He said he almost looks insulted when Book, when he asked Book rather if he's good. And Monty says, you know, the great ones, you know, find a way to push through the fatigue. And Chris Paul also said that, like, just Devin stays in attack mode, and how much trust they've built between the two of them. He said, whatever happens during the game, they just know that there's no malicious intent towards each other. There's just such a trust, and that trust is throughout the team. That's why you see a guy like Mikal Bridges step up the way he did yesterday, because he knows his role. And Chris said, you know, that guy's a champion, and, you know, he plays like it. He understands what it takes to win. And Chris also said, look, Book had 70 in a game. You don't do that being shy. He puts in the work. He models himself after Kobe. And you can't do that without putting in the work. But, you know, we're seeing it's so impressive to see a guy like Devin Booker, who has experienced, you know, playing on a lot of bad teams, and now playing in his first playoff game or playoff series and playoffs rather, to really own the moment and to step up he said it's things have slowed down, how these playoffs have played out for him. He doesn't feel like there isn't anything that can be thrown their way that he, you know, would be caught off guard for. So it's been really fun to see Chris Paul and Devin Booker and how, you know, they're shining on this final stage for the first time for the both of them.
And you know, again, the team concept that we talked about, remember that one possession where it felt like they passed the ball 10 times before getting just a perfect shot. That's just, as you mentioned, the trust factor there. They just really, you could see where they are right now as a team. We'll see if it travels well. It has so far in the playoffs, but obviously in Milwaukee, it could be a different story. But you mentioned Devin Booker and, you know, the be legendary message that Kobe gave him. Also finish the job. What would Kobe say right now? Finish the job, right? Like that kind of stuff. You could tell is definitely on his mind and literally tattooed on his skin as well. You know, what will it take for the Suns to finish the job here? Is it what they're doing unstoppable? Or is there more that still needs to be done with this group before they can get that fourth win, which would be the hardest?
I mean, they're taking a lot of hits and figuring it out. I'm saying resourceful because they're such a smart team. They don't get rattled. But I do think it's worth pointing out that, injuries are starting to pile up for them. First, we saw Saric out with that torn ACL. A Torrey Craig injury, I think, is definitely something you need to keep an eye on because, you know, we already saw Ayton play 42 minutes last night. You know, he's young, but, like, it's going to mean we're going to see more Abdel Nader, Kaminsky minutes. You know, like, how much can we rely on that? We, as in the Suns, excuse me. And they're going to be thin inside. So if you're the Bucks, then you attack Ayton, get him into some foul trouble. Like that could be something that you focus on going forward, because, you know, these are the playoffs. These are the finals. Those few minutes that Torrey Craig provided, that Sarge provided, make big difference in these types of games where, you know, these teams are battling. And, you know, we'll see what happens, because I did like, you know, what we saw out of Brooke Lopez on the defensive side. Like I said, great in the pick and roll. And, you know, can you expect the Suns to hit 23s in Milwaukee? Probably not. So, I just see the Bucks taking this time over the next couple of days to figure out how to, you know, get Drew and Chris going more offensively and to limit specifically the spot up threes. So, I mean, they hit 23s, but a lot of them were spot up. So they have to make sure that they limit those.
Yeah, again, as the series goes home, you feel a lot better when you're home. And we'll see if that makes that big of a difference for Milwaukee in the series. Cassidy, great to catch up with you again.
See you on Monday.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You too. Cassidy Hubbard, ESPN NBA reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save at Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Coming up, why one future Hall of Fame quarterback might be benched this season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll discuss that after SportsCenter.
Chris Paul at half court, dribbling with Holiday draped all over him. Now the switch. Giannis, they find Booker. He's wide open on top for three. He makes it! 31 for Booker. 21 in the second half on their 19th triple.
Mark Kester with the call on ESPN Radio as Devin Booker leads the Suns to a 118-108 win over the Bucks in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Suns are up 2-0 now. Booker goes for 31 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, becomes the fifth youngest player with at least 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in the last 25 finals. The Suns finished with 23 points. That's tied for the second most in the finals game all time. Game 3, Sunday, and coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio. Fury versus Wilder 3 has been rescheduled for later in the year, according to sources confirmed to ESPN. Why? Tyson Fury has tested positive for COVID-19. The fight was originally scheduled for July 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So October 9th, according to sources, is the new targeted date. Meanwhile, UFC 264 is on tomorrow night, and the rubber match between Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor is set. McGregor won the first bout by a first-round TKO in September 2014. Poirier evened the score with a second-round TKO this past January at UFC 257. UFC 264 exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Visit ESPNPlus.com/PPV. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Indeed has this hiring tool called Instant Match. It really lives up to its name. Just post the sponsored job, and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database, too. Immediately deliver the candidates that fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. We're going to be here all day, baby. As we discuss training camp. Now, are we
12 days?
12 days?
12 days. No, 13.
Not a 12.
13. 12.
12 days till 12. Cowboys, Steelers, and then it's 15 days till the Bucks, and then we're under. Are we under 20 yet? Or are we 18 days?
Till everybody.
Wow. So we're right here. You said you could smell it.
Absolutely, you could smell it. The 6 o'clock in the morning, walking from the hotel or the dorm, you got to pass the field to get to the training room, the locker rooms. You can smell the grass. You can smell the wetness in the air, the steam.
Mm-hmm. And you can smell the pain as well those first couple of days. And with that, we also have to come up with some things that we expect to see this season as we go through training camp. And to do that, let's bring in Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL reporter, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Jeff. We're going to play some real or not real with you and Key. You ready to go?
Love it. Yeah, nothing like the thought of the smell of a nasty locker room at 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm sure, that's
only a reporter.
That really brings it back, Key.
All right, but so today's real or not real is going to involve quarterbacks who could be benched this year.
Love it.
So let's begin with hearing from Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL office, front office insider on GetUp, who made one prediction for one of the quarterbacks. Take a listen.
He's going to be bad, and I expect him to be benched by the middle of the season. And here's why.
Wow.
When I was at the Jets and the Dolphins, Ben Roethlisberger was a big physical, could get the ball down the field quarterback. He's had a great career. It's over. They're paying Ben Roethlisberger for what he used to do, not what he's going to do in the future. And those three other quarterbacks in the AFC North are getting better. He's getting older, and that's a big problem for the Steelers long term.
All right, Jeff, let's begin with you. So, Big Ben, man, is he going to be benched this year? Real or not real?
Who put the booze in Tannenbaum's coffee yesterday? First of all, no, I mean, like, I don't think he's going to be benched. I understand the questions around him, but he's still, like, last year, in my opinion, he learned how to throw the short pass early on and then recognize what teams will try to do to stop it. I think this year he's better because of that. As long as he stays healthy, I do not believe he will be benched.
It's not real. You're right, Jeff. As long as he stays healthy, he will not be benched. They don't have anybody ready yet as a backup. You know, you think about Mason Rudolph.
Exactly. Yes,
they bring in Dwayne Haskins. But they're not doing that. They're bringing him. This is a farewell tour for him. They're not going to all of a sudden make a mockery of Ben Roethlisberger. They're going to, if the season goes south, they're going to roll with it to the end and then allow him to walk off into the sunset.
All right, so you both believe it is not real that Ben Roethlisberger will be benched this year in Pittsburgh. So how about a guy who tends to, lately anyway, his reputation is that he sets the stage for the rookie quarterback or the young quarterback to take over. Tyrod Taylor, Key, real or not real, could be benched this year.
Not real. Not real at all. I think when you look at it, Tyrod Taylor can play in the National Football League, and David Culley and Houston Texans, they know this. But he can get benched if somehow, magically, Deshaun Watson steps on the field. Now, Jeff Darlington would know that's probably not going to happen because he covers this stuff really deeply. But he's not losing his job to a rookie quarterback or somebody behind him.
Yeah, I hate to be mean about this, but who cares? Like, the Houston Texans without Deshaun Watson, just what really are they anyway? I'm not trying to take away. Tyrod Taylor is definitely – no, this is not real. Tyrod Taylor can keep this job. You know, the one thing that could happen, he struggles and they just want to see what else they have. But even if they do that, I mean, that's just absurd. Tyrod Taylor for sure is the better quarterback here.
You know, Davis Mills would like a word. It's worked in the past for Tyrod when Tyrod Taylor's been there. Davis Mills thinking, okay, my turn. Whether it was Josh Allen or Justin Herbert or maybe Davis Mills. All right, next one. Jeff already hates, by the way, this game. The first two names we give him, he's just completely
I love this game.
Shooting it down. Real
I
or
love
not
this
real?
Game. All right, this is fantastic.
Real or not real, let's go to Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts will be benched this season.
I mean, yeah, I think this one's real. And I think it'll be – this is speculative. This is not – I think it'll be benched for Deshaun Watson. Like, to me, that's still the one that makes the most sense, Watson to Philadelphia. Philadelphia seemingly the team with the most interest in Deshaun Watson. Whether Watson eventually gets on board with that is the real truth teller here. But, yeah, very real. And I believe that I'll go out on a limb and say that it'll be Deshaun Watson who ultimately ends up benching Jalen Hurts.
Wow. I've known not to go against Jeff Darlington in these situations when he says things like he knows something that no one else knows. But it's not real for me. I think when you look at this quarterback, a young quarterback, Jalen Hurts, they certainly moved on from Carson Wentz because they feel like this could potentially be their future. Joe Flacco sitting behind him. They're not looking for Flacco to be the starting quarterback. What they're looking for is a veteran leader in the room to be that guy that can teach him how to understand how to be a professional quarterback. We all know what he did in college, so I believe in the end it's not real. And Deshaun Watson is not going to Philadelphia.
I'll roll with that one with you, Key. That's fine. Trying to spice things up.
I thought you were actually reporting something there, but okay. Key, your turn now to begin. Real or not real, quarterbacks that could be benched this year. Andy Dalton.
Real.
Captain Obvious.
Real. I think Andy Dalton it will be benched this year. Look, Andy Dalton is a good quarterback in the National Football League. He has some good days in Cincinnati. Didn't show great promise in Dallas taking over a year ago, but they drafted Justin Fields to be the answer. Chicago fans are going crazy to see this young man take the football field and do what he did at Ohio State. The only difference is, will they be stubborn? Will Matt Nagy and company be stubborn and try and prove a point by forcing Andy Dalton on the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive side, and have the defense mad at him by wasting all that talent in this year when Aaron Rodgers is not in the division. Hmm. Or I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers won't be in the division. Assumption. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is real. I mean, especially with, I mean, Matt Nagy's job is on the line. So too is Ryan Pace. Like both these guys, the GM and the head coach, are going to be in a room like, dude, we got to get Fields out on the field as soon as we can. Like Andy Dalton is a hedge for sure. I mean, in the offseason, like I was shocked that they were able to even land Justin Fields, let alone answer what felt like a drastic need for a quarterback, because Dalton, like you said, like I think we saw more what he was in Dallas than really we saw all those years in Cincinnati. Like he feels at this point in his career like a backup, and that is ultimately what he'll be. That is very real in Chicago.
It feels like every Bears fan wants it to be real as well. All right, let's go to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Jeff, we begin with you. Real or not real, Jimmy G will be benched this season.
That's real. In fact, I could see it happening much sooner than maybe we originally anticipated. I think Kyle Shanahan recognizes that. Kyle's the kind of guy, like, he would do that. Like, he would be willing to say, look, in training camp, Trey Lance looks like an absolute star. I'm ready to move now. And he has made clear, like, that's not going to be that easy because Jimmy Garoppolo is also a solid quarterback. It's not like, I think Garoppolo, for instance, is better than Andy Dalton. But ultimately, I think Trey Lance is actually going to be a stud. And if that happens sooner than later, he'll be in there soon. But certainly, I think by week 17, no question about that in my mind.
Well, this one is a not real for me, only because I think Jimmy G could stay. If he stays healthy, then I believe he's a quarterback to the end of the season and they move on from him. The only way I think that he doesn't – the only way I think he gets benched, though, is if he gets injured. I know they want Trey Lance. I know they love Trey Lance, but I just see him staying healthy in the San Francisco 49ers battling Seattle for the division.
All right, let's rapid fire. Wow. Let's rapid fire a couple of these last two.
Sure.
And I'll let you guys kind of just go back and forth on it. So either one, jump in. So the two I have now, real or not real, quarterbacks who be benched this year. The last two I have are interesting ones: Cam Newton,
no, and James not real. Winston. Not gonna happen. Not real.
Cam Newton's definitely getting benched this year.
Not
real. You don't think Cam Newton's getting benched this year?
Not real. Not
real.
You
think Cam Newton's the starter in New England in week 17?
I think he's a starter in New England week 17. I think he's the starter, Jeff, in week 17. And they're either fighting for the division or already clinched the playoff spot.
Wow. Yeah, that's the one we disagree on. Yeah, I say it's real. Okay. I just don't see it happening.
What about Winston in New Orleans?
I love Winston in New Orleans. I think he's going to – not only do I think he's going to start, I think he's going to thrive. I'm a big believer that Winston will work in New Orleans.
Yeah, not real. I think he certainly will work in New Orleans. Everything that I know coming out of New Orleans is that if it wasn't Drew Brees, he could have potentially been their starter a year ago full time. But Drew Brees was there, and they were not going to do that.
I just want to throw one more out just real quick. Trevor Lawrence.
Stop. For who?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, man, Tim seriously. Tebow. All right, Jeff. Exactly. Go back on the golf course, Jeff. Go play golf. Go go chase some alligators around in Florida or something. Stop.
I figured Jeff hated this game so much, I had to just throw one more awful name in there.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it.
Love
right?
it. Let's go. Tebow time, baby.
You never know. Again, as a reporter, you only root for the story. You don't root for yourself. You don't root for a team. You root for the story.
That's right.
And that would be a hell of a story. Jeff, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, Jeffrey.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff Darlington, ESPN, NFL reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. So Jeff pitched a fascinating idea.
What's that?
Something that we've kind of heard whispers of.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into that after Key has this from Grainger.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 free access to product specialists and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just simply stop by.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as he goes and the diva, he, you're so diva, is more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Trust me, I done seen.
Anybody think about you?
I ain't saying you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt, what are you doing?
Why you had to put me on blast like
well,
that?
Well, I just, you're. Nobody. I didn't know if you were. I looked up and I'm seeing arms going all over the place. I thought you were
nobody
dancing.
Nobody saw it.
Right, while you do that.
Ashy ankles, man.
I had extra hand lotion.
Key,
relax.
Look at our Market Madness Champion Trophy. It is beautiful. So ESPN in St. Louis will be receiving this amazing trophy to commemorate their victory in the first ever Market Madness competition. So the Lightning got the Stanley Cup, right? Phoenix Suns about two wins away from the Larry O'Brien.
Yes.
St. Louis, you're getting this. A more prestigious trophy. You can parade it around your great city. Bring it right to the arch. Enjoy it. You did this. You and Yadi Molina. Congratulations. By the way, you can also tune
yadi.
To the Cardinals and the Cubs in a National League Central battle tomorrow night. Coverage begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN app. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Monica, we just had Jeff Darlington on. Mm-hmm. And he said something while we were playing Real or Not Real when it comes to quarterbacks that was caught my attention, caught everybody's attention. You kind of heard whispers of this, but when Jeff Darlington says it, you pay attention. We were saying, well, Jalen Hurts be benched, and Key said no. And Jeff said, well, there's a caveat to this. Take a listen.
I think he'll be benched for Deshaun Watson. Like, to me, that's still the one that makes the most sense. Watson to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, seemingly the team with the most interest in Deshaun Watson. Whether Watson eventually gets on board with that is the real truth teller here. But, yeah, very real. I'll go out on a limb and say that it'll be Deshaun Watson who ultimately ends up benching Jalen Hurts.
If you are an Eagles fan, you are kind of thrilled to hear something like this, right?
Just
a guy, certainly a quarterback of Deshaun Watson's talent. He does have to get through some things first, obviously.
Elephant in the room.
But still, hearing that caught my attention. Deshaun Watson to the Eagles, potentially. Is that something the Eagles might be just keeping an eye on, monitoring?
I think it's two things there. Jeff saying it, but you also mentioning that he's got to get through some things. Philadelphia and the Eagles are the one team and organization that understand certain things, whether you want to talk about Michael Vick and his issues, but that was when Andy Reid was there. But still, Jeff Allure was the owner. He was still there. Howie Roseman, I believe, was in there at the same time helping Andy Reid run the front office. So they understand PR, public fallout. They get all of that. So
that makes a little bit of sense there. I don't understand it from a quarterback perspective because Jalen Hurts is a young guy. You didn't necessarily draft to push Carson Wentz out of the way, but mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is no longer there. He's now the front runner to be the starting quarterback for you. You have to give him every opportunity to see if he is the answer before you decide if Deshaun Watson is available to you. Because, quite frankly, when are you getting a Deshaun Watson? Like, when are you
Well, you don't know what's going to happen, obviously, right, on the commissioner's exempt list. He's got to get through all this stuff.
But even
there
if
is a trade deadline.
Yeah, but
if
when
he
are you
becomes
getting?
Available and Jalen Hurts just is kind of showing you not enough – You don't make the move if he becomes available, if that becomes a thing now.
It's hard, Monica.
It's not imminent, obviously, but it is something that is interesting because the Eagles and Watson, this has become more of a whisper now, more and more.
It's hard because I got to see. I haven't seen anything from Jalen Hurts. I need to see what he is.
But you've seen a ton from Deshaun Watson. I'm surprised to hear this from you.
Well, because.
I mean, let's assume that he's able to deal with this and is available in a decent amount of time, right?
Yeah, if you're the Eagles, yeah, you want to make a play, but does Deshaun want to make a play with you? You got to remember, Deshaun's looking to win. He ain't looking to just be on a team. If that was the case, he'd go to anybody. He has the no-trade clause, so he can select where he wants to go. He can go to Miami. He can go to Denver. Who else was out there? At the time, is Miami Denver? Well, it was the Jets kind of because of the New York situation, but that's over. So, really, it's only
Raiders on that list.
I don't know that they were. It's really only Miami and Denver that I think you could attach him to right now. Those are the only two teams, and both of them have the opportunity with their roster the way it's built to make a strong run in the AFC with a Deshaun Watson.
I think about that, too. Tua's going to have to show something, too. These quarterbacks, some of them, obviously, in Denver as well.
Philly ain't got nothing. Man, I ain't going to damn Philly.
You got to make sure you put up or shut up this year because that noise will get louder. How concerned should we be about the Milwaukee Bucks? We'll give you that noise next.